The Logan City Council in southeast Queensland became the second to go following the sacking of Ipswich Council amid allegations of corruption. The sacking of both councils is setting a trend where several Brisbane councils are under investigation for corruption. Farah Taufik has this story.
Recent events in southeast Queensland have shaken residents' trust in the local councils after several have come under investigation for corruption. The Crime and Misconduct Commission, the CCC, handed down a damning report into Ipswich City Council, alleging the existence of a corrupt culture, as well as accusing councillors of improper use of power. According to the report, the council played favourites with certain property developers who paid political donations in exchange for favours. The investigation resulted in 15 people being charged with 86 offences. This was followed by another scandal where the entire Logan City Council was sacked. 8 of the council members, including Mayor Luke Smith, allegedly conspired to cause dishonest detriment to former CEO of the council, Sharon Kelsey, after she launched an investigation into the mayor. Rod Shaw, president of the Logan Ratepayers Association, says the problem was allowed to grow simply because there were not enough resources to investigate it.
The problem is, I don't think the CCC is properly manned. It doesn't have the human resources to investigate, because there was legislation being passed by these people at committee stages simply because they had the numbers, because there was more corrupt councillors than what there were streets.
Mr. Shaw says that until recently, legislation didn't even allow for councillors to be suspended.
Changes to legislation which allowed them, first of all, to suspend them as soon as they were charged is only recent. I mean, it should have been done years ago. They are undertaking reviews right now, but they need to go further than what they've done already. So we hope that the further review will bring further changes that will stop all these corrupt practices.
Dr. Cameron Murray, corruption expert and Henry Halloran Trust Research Fellow at the University of Sydney, has some ideas to reduce local government favouritism and corruption in the future.
Isn't the interesting thing here the power that these councillors have to make millionaires out of these selected developers and landowners? So what if we just took away that power? It wouldn't matter who got donations and who was a mate.
However, spokesperson for the Local Government Association of Queensland, Craig Johnston, says that won't improve the situation.
I don't think the idea of taking power away from councils is going to lead to any improvement, especially since they are under quite a deal of scrutiny already, and also that this is the level of government closest to the community. So if you take away their influence, then very quickly run the risk of losing touch with what the community wants.
He also disagrees on the dismissal of Logan Council.
A decision by the Queensland government that circumstances in these two councils were such that they needed to be dismissed. With Logan in particular, the LGAQ disagrees with that.
Dr. Murray says everything has to be regulated.
The basic economics is the same. So, for example, when we dispose of council assets, there's actually a regulation that shows how they should sell unused council buildings or assets. There's a set of rules you have to follow to dispose of it. You have to take a set of tenders, you have to advertise, you have to have the market.
Dr. Murray also advocates taxing what he calls the grey gifts, which he describes in his book Game of Mates as things that have large private value but are not priced. He argues this will reduce the will to take the risk, since the money won't be worth it in the end. The other alternative is to sell rezoning rights, thus removing the power from the government to decide what buildings goes where. Instead of having to pay for favours, developers would be able to officially pay the government to buy a certain area to build on. Mr. Shaw says councils need time to restore people's confidence in them.
Public confidence will only be restored when there's a new council elected and they perform and can display in their performance that they are working for the benefit of the ratepayers and not to line their own pockets. It'll take time, but you can do it, and you can only do it by displaying what the ratepayers expect of you.